Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Barry Most is our guest. He's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including his new book, Bounce. And we're going to talk about success today, I think. Barry Most, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome, Barry. It's always a pleasure to have you here. What's on your mind today, Barry?
Well, I think that we have to kick off a new wave of success, right? I was talking to you about before that it's always difficult to bounce up after just such a wonderful summer. But I think we all have to say today's another first day, and we got to go out there with some new vigor and with small business.
Well, you know, I think you're right. And of course, the truth is, officially today, there's no more excuses, right? No more,
That's
well,
right.
people are on vacation. People are on vacation, it's so hot, it's been too wet, and all that kind of stuff. And there's no more excuses, right?
That's right, not till Thanksgiving at least, right?
Exactly, that's exactly right. Yeah, there's that one day, Halloween in the middle there. Other than that, it's, you know, no excuses. So what do you think?
I think that the fall is going to be great. I think business is really starting to turn around. And I think
are you getting excited about the economy?
I really am. I really think that things are really starting to turn around. I think that people are really starting to focus on what really matters. You know, Jim, I always say you got to focus on painkillers. You got to find the pain that you can solve for people. And I think we've taken a lot of the fluff out of the economy.
Well, I think you're right. And you know, the thing about the cycles, the normal economic cycle, which to some degree we're in right now. I think some of this cycle we're in right now was self-imposed. It wasn't normal because of some of the things, bad decisions that some people made. But still, it's a cycle nonetheless. And this is a time when the wheat and the chaff get separated, don't they?
That's right. I mean, the weak people fall away, and it really forces us to focus our energies to really say, what are we really going to do to make our business successful, and not to kind of pursue those things that just are kind of questionable. You really got to focus your business, and I think that really strengthens it.
Well, and you know what else happens is we, when things are going really good, we think, oh, we can afford that, I can afford that, and we wind up making decisions that cause us to pay for things that we really don't have to have. And when things tighten up, we learn that we can do without those things, and hopefully when things pick up again, we resist those urges to add a little fat on there that's unnecessary. And because we've learned how to operate more efficiently, then when the economy picks up, we can become more profitable.
That's absolutely true. There's a lot of examples I mention in my books where I talk about that if it wasn't for this disaster, if it wasn't for business going down or expenses going up, they never would have discovered a new way to increase the margins in someone's business. And then when business came back to the way it was, their margins and their profits were that much larger.
And another thing that I think that happens, Barry, you're exactly right. I think that another thing that happens is something I talk about a lot, and that is people learn the absolute magic situation that you can have when you learn how to outsource your non-core competencies. I think businesses that learn how to outsource things that they don't have to do, small businesses that do this, really, really take off after that. What do you think?
I think you got to realize in your business, what are you good at and what aren't you good at? As you said, I really think that you should outsource the things that you really aren't good at. A lot of people are concerned about that, but if you focus on what you're really good at, if you focus on that part of the execution, you can outsource the other things. It'll make your business a lot more profitable.
Well, and it speaks to one of the words that you focus on in your book, Bounce, and that's the resilience thing.
Right.
When you can let a contract when you can end a contract to when things slow down, that's a whole lot better than firing an employee, having to fire an employee.
Absolutely, because I know for myself, it's always been difficult to fire employees during very lean times. I always got sick before
right.
I did that
right.
because I really feel responsible for these people and for their families. And so what you really want is, I always tell people that they can't grow their business broke. You got to make sure that you've got some room in there for the lean times. You can weather the ups and the downs, because being in business a long time, and that length of time really does give you a sustainable competitive advantage. A lot of people, as you know, fade away in the first couple of years because they're not able to do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, the thing about employees, we typically don't lose the need for a whole person. It's typically a half a person or three quarters of a person, and you can with a contract for things that you're not, are not your core competencies, you can actually adjust a contract and cut it by half of an employee or three quarters of an employee.
That's absolutely right.
So that's the reason I like that's the reason, Barry, that I say one of the best things that's ever happened to small business owners is outsourcing. And this is where I think Lou Dobbs is wrong when he uses that term to talk. What he means when he says outsourcing, he really means globalization. And he ought to use that term because he gives outsourcing as a business practice, he gives that a bad name, I think.
Yeah, man, I think that when he talks about outsourcing, he talks about, all right, we're going to send all the jobs overseas.
But that's globalization.
That's what we're talking
about. That's my point. That's globalization. But see, to people who aren't informed about this, who don't, Barry, people who have a life, not like you and me, you know, they actually don't deal in all this weedy stuff. A lot of people don't get that. And I think his terminology is wrong. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business, Barry, in my opinion.
I agree. I really do.
What else have you been working on? What else do you think about the economy?
Well, I think things, again, as I said before, I think things are really starting to turn around. People are really focusing on what really matters. And I think that also it does weed out the people that really aren't necessarily quite right for small business. You know, Jim, not everybody's meant to go run their own business.
Some of the most important work that I do in my work, Barry, is to help people understand that they may not be cut out for small business. If I can prevent somebody who's not a candidate from not wasting all their money, then I've had a good day.
I agree. And the other thing that, Jim, I've been talking a lot about is this new book I have out called Bounce, and it really comes at a good time because during difficult times, we all need to learn how to bounce. We all need to be able to, you know, mourn the bad times, celebrate the good times. But as you said before, we've got to develop that resiliency to keep going, because if we have that resiliency, we realize when things are kind of difficult, guess what? We've been here before. We'll be here again, and we'll make it through the other side.
Well, the thing is, folks, what are you bouncing from? What is the bounce? When you bounce, what did you leave behind? And I think it's something that you and I have talked about before, folks. We've talked about it on this show, and when we come back, I'm going to get Barry to talk to us about that. What is that thing that happened that you bounced from? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Barry's new book is called Bounce.
Just catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Spiral never ending. Are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the empty.
Little Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. That's Nexus, the very first song on that album, that double album, by the way. Check it out when you get a chance. It's a good one. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you find the show and the articles and the archives and the blog and the newsletter and all the things that we do here at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Go there, check them out, use them to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Barry Most is on our websites, and he's the author of Bounce, and that's what we're talking about right now. Barry, tell us how we can find your books and find you.
Well, you can find them at any place where retail books are sold, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. You can find me on my website, www.barrymoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com.
All right. And by the way, folks, some of you may have noticed that you've seen Barry's handsome face on television
it's
lately.
A lot of makeup.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's the thing about the makeup. You got makeup on television and in print. You know, thank God for the computer programs. You know, what's it called, Photoshop. Yeah, that's always right. Good too. But anyway, now you've been on Donnie George's show and a few others, so congratulations on that. Barry, I was talking about what do you bounce from? And I was thinking, my thought was that you bounce from failure, meaning if when you fail, when you make a mistake, if you don't, you know, whether it be a little teeny tiny decision you made that didn't work out and you bounce over to something you discovered from that, or maybe it was a big failure, something that almost took you down, and you, or maybe it took you down and you rose from the ashes like a phoenix, but you bounce from those things, and if you have the right attitude about the relationship between success and failure, you're bounced towards something positive, won't you?
I agree. And, you know, you have to understand that success and failure are very closely tied.
They're harness mates, aren't they?
When I talk about bouncing, I talk about you got to take action. You know, when you bounce from a failure, what I believe is you got to, when you have a failure, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to have a pity party. It's okay to feel sorry for yourself for 24 hours. And then you got to let it go, and you got to learn whatever you can, if anything. And then you got to move on. You got to take action so you get another chance at success. The same thing with when you have a success. Too many times we don't bounce from success because we think we have the golden touch then, and we don't need to bounce. We kind of wallow in it, and it's all about us. But I believe, Jimmy, to bounce from both them, you constantly have to think about what did I learn and what's the next thing I can do so I can set up another success.
Well, and I'm going to take a little bit of I'm going to amend your or at least make an observation on your 24 hours. My attitude about that is by the next morning when you wake up in the shower, it's over.
Right.
You know, you better be moving on. And I'll tell you something else. There's one other one. Sometimes the solution, you bounce from failure, and the solution that you need to find won't wait for the next day. You've got to pick it up right then, so be prepared. I think that's where the resilience you should talk about in your book is important.
Yeah, I think that it gets less and less over time. And some people say, 24 hours, how could I bounce in 24 hours? I got to wallow in this thing for weeks or months. I think that for myself, I do exactly what you do, Jim.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for myself for the day. When I wake up the next morning, I'm doing something else because I'm not going backwards.
I'll tell you something, and there's one other thing that I think is important, and I really think this is critical. When I think back on what one of my mentors said one time, and when I was selling full-time, he said, one proposal is no proposal. In other words, if I've only got one customer out there who's considering my proposal, he said, with one proposal, I got no proposal, because if that person says no, I'm out of business. And so I think if you have multiple things going on, what helps me to be resilient and to bounce, Barry, is another mentor said, Jim, make lots of decisions. And so if you're making lots of decisions, you're not going to make all of them wrong. So if you make a failure, you bounce over to the next decision. Maybe that was going to work. It'll pick you back up again.
Absolutely. And one of the things with selling is that people sometimes have a tendency to focus on all those maybes. I think very quickly we have to find out, is this person a yes or is this person a no? And you got to have a lot of balls in the air, as you said.
Well, exactly right. And that's whether you're interviewing an employee if you're trying to find a new employee. When you lose somebody, you know, when you lose an employee, that's like a little failure. Somebody leaves you or whatever, doesn't work out. If you're interviewing employees, make sure you got five or six people to interview in case one turns you down.
Right. Absolutely. You got to have alternate resources.
Well, and you know, another thing that happens sometimes when people are looking for jobs, and you know, you got to have more than one thing in the going on, you know, you got to have more than one prospect. So one prospect is no prospect, one proposal is no proposal. We got about a minute, Barry. Last thoughts.
Well, my last thoughts is that, as I said before, I think that during these difficult times, which, by the way, I think are getting better, you have to keep thinking about how can you bounce. If you're in a setback or you're having success, think about what the next action is. And remember, the path to success is not always a straight line. Sometimes it takes you in a zigzaggy way, and that's okay. We all go on that same path.
So do you think that we're at the stage of recovery now that we can quit trying to protect ourselves and we can start thinking about taking advantage of the next opportunity?
I think we have to. I think as small business owners, I think we have to stop. We have to forget about the larger economy, that we have to just focus on whose pain can we solve, who else, who can we go out and who can we help, and we'll get success that way.
And there's never been a more important time to listen to your customers more than you listen to talking heads, right?
Absolutely.
Give us the website again, Barry.
www.barrymulse.com.
And the book is called Bounce. That's the new one. Hey, Barry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
See you next time. Okay. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.